The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pain and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I father sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one take it from me, but I eat down on my own. I have power to eat down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Now I invite Sister Camelli to share her vocation, because today is Vocation Sunday. It's a beautiful chance, good chance for us to know her a little bit better. Please.
I was forced to speak with you because Father told me if I will not share, he will kill me. But of course, I know it was only joking. Anyway, to start with, actually, I prepared my codigo. He told me this afternoon, and he told me also that I can only share 5 minutes, so better to make my codigo so that I won't speak long. I strongly believe that God prepared me to this kind of life when being a consecrated sister, when I was 15 years old. I was in third year high school when my mother encouraged me to join the charismatic group or prayer meeting, because some of you are members of the charismatic group here. And with that, I believe my spiritual formation was being developed. Why? Maybe because I was exposed to Lectio Divina, Bible sharing, and then to speak with people regarding the Word of God about my life. And then I have learned also to seriously read the Bible. Gradually, from Genesis to Revelation. And then, I was on my fourth year high school when I tried to inquire about consecrated life. And the first attraction that I had was with the Carmelite sisters, the contemplative one, not the active one. Why? Maybe because I am more attracted to prayer life. And then the sister I have encountered during those times told me that I was too young. I'm still too young at the time, and I do not know what are the things that I am giving up. So it's very, when it comes to commitment, I do not know yet what are the things that I need to commit, especially when it comes to religious life. So the sister encouraged me to finish first my college degree, and so I followed the advice of the sister. I enjoyed my life to the fullest, being with my family, helping them in their family business, enjoying the company of my friends, and also enjoying the life of a parish, the activities in the parish, being a choir member, being a commentator, lector, and at the same time, active participant when it comes to the different activities of the of our church or of our parish at the time. So I met the PDDM sister when I was 18 years old. 18 years old. And she invited me to attend a series of recollection. After a series of recollection, we had this three-day retreat. Now, twice a year, I had a three-day retreat during my vacation. And so with that, the seed of vocation in my heart was being nourished. So when the time came, right after my graduation from college degree, the sister in charge for admission for the PDDM congregation told me that I was already admitted to religious life. And so prior to that entrance day, it did not become easy for me to decide actually why. From the very beginning, my parents did not want me to enter into religious life. Why? Maybe because they told me that I don't want you to make sacrifice in that kind of specific way of life. But I told them that anyway, I feel that I will be happy in this kind of life. If ever I realize that I will not be happy inside of the convent, then perhaps I can go back, right? And then they told me, okay, we will give you the permission, but just try to be sure that if ever you are no longer happy inside of the convent, then we can embrace you again in our here in our home. Another difficulty that I have encountered during those years was the confusion between the two states of life, because I was also 18 years old when I found my ideal man. So as the time went by, you could just imagine the confusion when it comes to discernment. But as what I have told you, from 18 years old until 21 years old, it continued the process of discernment. Like, for example, attending the three-day retreat, it continued. So there are someone who can guide me when it comes to my discernment. Of course, it's not also easy to give up when you found your ideal man, diba? Sayang. Sayang, diba? Baka hindi na ako makikita ng ganon. But with the help of God's grace, with long hours of prayer, and with the help of those persons around me, I was able to have the courage to say yes to God. Seriously speaking, it won't be that easy. But I believe it's the grace of God who gave me the courage to say my yes to Him. No, to let go of the things that somehow hindrance me in order to enter into religious life. And every time, in retrospect, with my experience that I had, I thank God. I thank God for the love that I have experienced with my family, with my relatives, and with those persons who have shown their love for me And I believe that that kind of love, that is a gift coming from God. And I think that's the end of my patient story.
It's very happy that we have a young sister here. I was a day priest exactly 40 years ago. So this year it's my anniversary. What can I share with you? I have a song, "You Raise Me Up." I say this song so fits for my present sentiment. I've been working in different parishes in Hong Kong, and I was working in Canada, Toronto, for 6 years, and come back here 5 years ago. All those years in the other parishes, my concentration is more on work. It's very seldom to come to the center pair. That's why Sister was united the Carmelite sisters, because the prayer is very important for us priests. But we didn't have opportunity. It's really a blessing that I'm sent here, because we have a small chapel with the Blessed Sacrament. All these years, it's really Jesus who's holding me. Keep me more centered in Him. And I could see, the more I'm staying with Him, the more Jesus work through our parishioners. So many of you might know this song. You can share with me together. We can sing together. Because Jesus is the one who raised us up. So we can sing together. That's my sharing with you tonight. Not a big thing, but hope that you can share and enjoy together. When I am down and home, my soul's so weary. When troubles come and my heart's burdened be, and I am still and wake here in the silence, until you come, you sit a while with me. You raise me up to step across the mountains. You raise me up to walk on the sea. I am in and I am on the shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up than I can contend. You raise me up to walk on stormy sea. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy sea. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be. Thank you, be Jesus Christ. This is the last word. It's really, He is the one who raised me up. I feel joy. I tell you, all these 40 years,
sometimes not so easy to go. Human weakness, people, it's not always easy. But I tell you, I have this kind of peace just because Jesus is the one. He is holding me. And we thank the Lord. We thank Jesus for the calling all those religious people that we can share this joy. So I hope the young people, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If really Jesus called you, there's always peace, always life. Thank you. Please stand.